following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They say it's better to give than to receive. Well, at Navy Federal, we found a way to do both. With our Navy Federal Cash Rewards credit card, you can buy something nice for someone else and get cash back to spend smartly however you choose. And with low rates, no caps on the amount of rewards received, and no expiration on rewards, you get the most out of every dollar you spend. So now, you can give a little and receive a lot with rewards that really add up. To find out more, visit NavyFederal.org.
This week, my Target shopping list is full of...
Yes! A red Nikon 1J1! Awesome!
And I'm saving on...
Cool, a DSLR camera? Thanks, honey.
But I'm also going to pick up a few...
Woohoo! A Nikon Coolpix S01 mini camera!
In her favorite shade of pink. Because this year, I'm saving big at Target.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you!
And that's huge.
Dream big, save bigger at Target. Get a Nikon 1J1 for only $399.99 until Saturday, December 15th.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. 2 weeks from today, it's Christmas. We bring you an early present with Damon Day co-hosting today. Got it all done?
All done.
UNK baseball gear for everyone?
Everybody. T-shirts and stocking caps and some sanitary socks, maybe a jock strap with cup.
Do you kind of switch it out? You go to football, you go to softball, you go to wrestling, and you say, hey, we'll trade back and forth. That way the family gets some different stuff this year.
Nope. Nope. And I don't think we've changed our design in the UNK baseball program for about 3 years. So,
oh, folks, we're looking forward to having you with us today here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All you have to do is email the program if you'd like to join us. You'll need the phone number for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia a little bit later on in the show today. And our guests include Chip Towers. He is a longtime Georgia Bulldog follower for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He will join us today to take a look at the Bulldogs as they are beginning their preparation for Nebraska in the Capital One Bowl. Coming up in our next segment, we'll talk with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech. Talk to him in the preseason. I can't expect that he would believe that they would be 11-2 at this point, playing some pretty solid basketball on the verge of breaking into that top 25. They beat 25th-ranked Briarcliff on Saturday. And like everybody else, they've got the week off. They play again on Saturday at Northwestern of Iowa. We'll talk to him about that, doing it without their best player. And we all know, whatever team you follow, lose your best player, what are you expecting? And they have been able to do that so far this season. That's a pretty good accomplishment. And again, it's early, as Lance told me. He goes, it's early, but 11-2.
11-2 is definitely a way to go. And when you're trying to build momentum and playing without your best player, when you get him back, that just helps with your depth. That just helps and get to, hopefully, when he does return, to a little bit more guys feeling at ease with their roles. And so that's a phenomenal start for the schedule that they've played. Already to play 13 games, that's... Man, they add up. I guess that's
they probably, start quick in the old NAI.
Yeah,
you know that
they get going a little bit. So that's a great start for them,
folks. All these new college coaches, and you're going to have to get to learn some of them. Do you realize Colorado's went 7 years without having a winning season?
Yes, I guess I actually do know. I actually because it was there's a good majority. There's a good number of players on our team from Colorado. So
they're not Colorado State fans?
No. So well, maybe they are, but they're just lumped into as Buffalo fans. So they've been getting harassed for quite a long time now from that standpoint of I mean, they've been bad. I mean, they have fallen on hard times, and now they've brought in McIntyre?
That's right. The new coach is Mike McIntyre from San Jose State. They were 1-12 2 years ago. Well, yeah, there was 2 years ago after a 1-12 showing. This year they're 10-2.
Yeah. I just read in the USA Today, $50 million is what the universities will pay this year to coaches who will not coach for their teams any longer.
What?
I look at the
what?
The Dooley, the coach Dooley from Tennessee, he'll get paid $5.4 million to not get another job. He gets paid $5.4 million to get fired. Gene Chizik is like $11.7 million to not have to coach anymore. And they say that college athletics is out of whack. Yeah.
Of course, the Chizik thing might be a good thing because he's not bringing down another program that way. So kudos to Auburn.
Yeah,
it's kind of their Christmas gift to the rest of the programs.
Yeah, I mean, it is just amazing the amount of money that is being paid at that level. And it's especially at a school like Auburn where football doesn't make – I mean, Auburn's athletic department is already running in the red. I mean, it goes back to the old stat. There's 4 or 5 Division I athletic departments that make money. I think there's only 5. I think Nebraska, Florida, Texas, Michigan, and Ohio State, I want to say, are the only 5 Division I athletic programs that make
Not even the Irish?
Money.
Not even the Irish?
No one knows about them because they don't have to give up their financial records. That's a secret society there, buddy. You don't know the handshake. Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
You don't know the secret knock to get into those. But I think from a public standpoint, where everything is a matter of public record, there's very few of these athletic departments out there making money to make ends meet.
Well, as you said, Colorado has Mike McIntyre, their new coach. Bobby Petrino ends up at Western Kentucky. And now Southern Miss, who Nebraska will take on next year, now in Lincoln, Todd Monken, if I got the name right. He's been the offensive coordinator at Oklahoma State the last 2 years. Golden Eagles had Larry Fedora come in, who had also been at Oklahoma State, and then, of course, the disaster that was Ellis Johnson last season. So now he moves in, and he will be the new head football coach, taking over a team that won a conference title last year, this year went 0-12. So we'll see. The thing about that is you have to think that maybe those recruits you brought in off of a 12-2 team are pretty good. There might be some pretty good players there at Southern Miss. They just hit a gap, and then things just went to injuries and all downhill. And, once you're 0-6, it's a little easier to get to 0-12, I suppose.
You know, and probably a school like Southern Miss, it's probably a little cycle. I mean, they probably made a couple things and build up a roster to win that conference title. And then probably if you look back through the history, whether it be injuries or scheduling or the fact that they just graduated everybody, it was going to be a down year. But like you said, 0-4 becomes 0-5, 0-5 becomes 0-6, 0-6 becomes why are we doing this anymore? And everybody starts talking about how the coach doesn't need to be here. I mean, that's the crazy side of athletics.
I pulled out because as I cleared off the mountain of information that is on my desk area here, I came back across Phil Steele's preseason magazine. Always like to go back and see how they did on some of their prognostications. They had Notre Dame ranked 21st to start the season, and Alabama ranked 5th. And then I'm looking at the top 25 today. Going into the bowls, Kent State, San Jose State, Northwestern, Utah State, Northern Illinois, all rated. Teams that are not, Texas, Penn State, Wisconsin, Oklahoma State. I mean, what, USC, huh?
I mean, that's why those rankings, they don't really, I mean, I know it's total coach speak, and but they don't mean anything.
You remember
I mean,
West Virginia was going to win the national championship after week five?
Yeah.
They have one vote
right.
for 25th place.
I mean, that's why the rankings don't matter, because I tell you what, I would take Wisconsin to beat, I would take Texas, Wisconsin, Penn State, any of those schools to beat Kent State, to beat San Jose State, to beat Utah State, to beat Northern Illinois. I'm sorry, I love the story of Northern Illinois, but Florida State, if Florida State does what they're capable of doing with their athletes, Northern State is going to be caught with their head spinning, and it's going to be over after the first quarter. But, I mean, let's face it, Florida State is a total letdown for them to have to be playing this game.
Preseason number one, according to Phil Steele, Florida State. Right. And who are they playing in a bowl game? Northern Illinois. You couldn't have even,
the Huskies.
You could have guessed you could have guessed 50 teams, and you would have never come up with Northern Illinois as their bowl opponent.
They would have picked the University of Akron before they would have picked Northern Illinois.
Before we go to our first break, a couple of high school notes. The Bobby Mills 1,000-Yard Club, which recognizes all the high school football players that ran for over 1,000 yards this year, has a record 10 sophomores on it and 92 total players, led by Isaac Ockery of Millard North, the state champion, 2,295 yards. Donovan Trumbull's Jordan Slough led Class C2, third leading rusher in the state, 2,274, and Luke Glenn of Shelton led Class D2, fifth in the state at 2009, the third consecutive year that he's went over 1,000 yards. It was kind of cool because we were broadcasting the games when both Luke and Jordan went over the 2,000 mark spot this year in the playoffs. That's a lot of work. I mean, it's a lot of work to get to 1,000, and to do 2,000 is phenomenal.
That is what you call riding the winner right there.
Also in the top 10, Cole Wiseman of Sutton, Ryan Dahlgren of Bertrand, Jake Fowler of Adams Central, who went for 1,761 yards, Eli Van Meter, 1,547, Jake Paulson of Cozad, 1,393, Derek Hildebrandt, South Loop up there at Callaway, 1,312 for him this season, Trey Raymer of Sutton goes for 1,239 yards, so Sutton had two players that went over 1,000 yards, as did Loop City and Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll get to those kids here in just a minute. Tanner Ruprecht of Red Cloud went for 1,187. Brady Rasmussen of Loop City went for 1,152. His teammate Austin Bocart went for 1,035. Thomas Conley of Kearney Catholic, 1,102. Riley Shoemaker, Grand Island Central Catholic, 1,085. Brock Reichert of Aurora, 1,056. And St. Cecilia, just getting over there. Joel Groffel, 1,007. Travis Brulietta, 1,002 for the season. So congratulations to those young men. High school basketball action tonight. Sandy Creek's at Adams Central on 1230 KHAS. Kearney Catholic is at Ravenna on Classic Hits 98.9. Also in the Tri-Cities tonight, Kearney High will host Grand Island Northwest. Hastings High will host Columbus, and the St. Cecilia girls will be hosting Wood River. We're going to talk basketball with Lance Creech, the head men's basketball coach at Hastings College, in just a moment. How's Bubba doing basketball-wise?
He loves it.
Damon Day's son, Bubba.
But my son, Bubba, he's a hoopster. You know, Hoosiers, he's seen it before. He knows five passes before you shoot.
Four.
What? No, four. Five. We work five in our household.
We take it to the next level. Yep. We do him one better.
Yep. He's dribbling around a chair. He loves it. He loves anything with a ball. He was hitting the other day in the facility. He can flat out hit. He's a hitter. So.
Good thing you married up. Hey, folks,
I did, without a doubt.
For lunch today, don't forget the Chicken Coop. It's Tuesday, and every Tuesday you can get a dollar off any salad. And every Tuesday night, it's Wing Basket Night from 5 until 10. Just $5 for a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from all of their wing flavors. You can get them a little spicy, get them a little sweet, whatever you want. Try them out. Get a basket of 20, 30, 40. Get the crew out there. It's holiday time. Get out and have some fun with your friends, your coworker, your family, whether it's today or any day, because they're open 7 days a week. And don't forget, their party room is available for your Christmas get-together or for any reason at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259 where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Pickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Do you love to shop online? Did you know you can get a cash rebate of 2 to 20% from your favorite online stores? Just visit ESPNSuperstation.com and click on the rebate banner. You'll discover how to get the lowest possible prices, the best coupons, free shipping offers, and a rebate check on all your purchases. It's easy, it's free, and you can sign up by visiting ESPNSuperstation.com and clicking on the rebate banner.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 43 with a west wind around 10 to 15. For tonight, we can expect clear skies with winds out of the southwest with a low of 17. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 32.
Oh, Mariah.
I love this song. You ever heard the song Christmas in Nebraska?
Is it supposed to be a serious song or not?
It's a good Christmas. It's my favorite.
No, it's not. Don't lie. It's not your favorite.
No, it is. That's my Christmas in Nebraska is my favorite Christmas song.
Is it something we could play on the air?
Oh, yeah. It's not like a parody or anything. It's just called Christmas in Nebraska. Yeah, it's a good one.
You going to sing it?
Nope.
Okay. Damon Day along with me, Doug Dudall. Have to check that out.
Christmas in Nebraska, baby.
Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. As the PBR comes up later on this week, we are going to be giving away tickets to the bull riding on Saturday night. The NFR National Final Rodeo is over in Vegas. And now let's have a fun time because Saturday night at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, that's just a great event. It's usually a full house, and tickets are basically sold out. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets the rest of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We've got some special guests coming in, including the Australian Ben Jones on Friday's program. Thursday, we'll talk with Grand Island wrestling coach Mike Shadwinkle about the Flatwater Fracas that's coming up, and Luke Hoover will join us as well for your fantasy football. Tomorrow, Loper Link. I think we're going to talk a little men's hoops. Today, we're going to talk a little Hastings College men's hoops.
That time of year.
I thought you had something that you wanted to say there.
Nope. I love hoops. If I had my choice, I'd be the coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Well, you'd only love it because of the paycheck. But there you go. Doug Duda, Damon Day, and now Lance Creech joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. His Broncos are 11-2 on the basketball season. And how in the heck did that happen? Lance, congratulations on the great start.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been kind of crazy, but it's been very fun going along the way here.
We talked at the beginning of the year, you lose your top player in Tobin Reinwald, and you just figured there'd be some growing pains, and there really wasn't. At least it doesn't appear so on the court. I'm sure there are some growing pains. Take us through this first month plus of the season.
Well, you know, when that that day happen, it's very surreal at this point, because you kind of start scratching your head going, oh boy, what do we do now? You know, I mean, this was kind of the year that we had planned on when we recruited this class of kids, and I know they were kind of distraught because Tobin, you know, and is so close to these guys, and it's a very close team, so I think it was more of an emotional blow that we had to overcome than it was anything else. And to the kids' credit, boy, they've bought in. They've done an exceptional job of adhering to game plans, adjusting to the defenses, and continuing to be pretty efficient on the offensive end. So, you know, I don't know that you could point at one particular thing. I don't know you could point at, you know, one particular player. It's been a total team buy-in, and that's probably been the most rewarding part of it. And, you know, Tobin's kind of been there with us every step of the way. He sits on the bench with us. He travels with us. And if you see it, you know, on film, or if you're a spectator watching it, you'd think he was a coach the way he's vested in the game during, or on the bench during the game. You know, he's as supportive and he's as excited when things are going well, and he's got, you know, good things to say to the players as they come off the bench, you know, because he's been through it, you know, and he kind of knows what to look for, and he understands the importance of how we prepare and different things like that. So I couldn't be happier with him or with our team right now.
Coach Damon Day here, 11-2 start off to – why have you guys gotten off to such a fast start on the court?
Well, I think, you know, there's several different reasons. I mean, the one thing that we, you know, really addressed in our off season was our physical and our emotional maturity. And we really liked our talent level. We really liked the components that we had. The pieces of the puzzle were there. They were just all kind of jacked up in a box. You know, we weren't real smooth. And even a year ago when we were good, we were really good. You know, we'd be some big-time teams a year ago, but when we were bad, it was kitty bar the door. Holy cow, we're bad. And so I think that was the biggest thing, was the emotional and the physical changes that our kids made during the spring and the summer, and even, you know, the preseason this fall. But I think a lot of it, too, I mean, we're in a unique situation here. Our assistants, our graduate assistants, and even though Jeremiah Slough, who's one of those, has played in our system and understands our system, Doug Rader was new to our program a year ago, who came from Mid-American Nazarene, which anybody that knows about NAI basketball understands that that's, you know, during the 2000s has been the most dominant, you know, small college program in maybe the country. So it was more of a familiarity with me and allowing our coaches to teach some of their concepts. Coach Rader's brought over, you know, some trapping pressure, half court, full court that our kids have really bought into. Jeremiah has done an exceptional job with our guard play, because we still have, you know, we're operating right now with a freshman at the point and a sophomore at the point. So his, you know, he obviously knows that position very well. So I think, you know, our assistant coaches have been probably a bigger say in the X's and O's that go on than anything. They've done an exceptional job of scouting and game planning, and quite honestly, most of the credit goes with those two guys right now.
We're talking with Lance Creech, head men's basketball coach of the Hastings College Broncos, sitting at 11-2. How's Jeremiah dealing with Jordan now being the best athlete in the family?
Well, it's kind of funny you say that. I don't know if you saw the Omaha paper on Sunday, but it actually said Jeremiah Slough was all-state running back, and I called him right away, and I said, congratulations on being all-state. He said, the best thing about that is I'm 180 pounds again, which hasn't happened for probably 3 or 4 years. So he's having fun with that, you know, a little bit. You know, he's talking to our football coaches, talking about eligibility and see what kind of scholarship we can get him to get back through another 4-year career, which he might be more of a presence of a fullback at this time with his body type.
Harp would probably, he'd probably use him. Let's take a look. You got some balanced scoring, and you've got a tough schedule coming up as you head into the holiday break. Let's talk about the schedule, because 9th-ranked Northwestern, you head there on Saturday. Then UNK is going to be waiting for you, since you guys got them the first time next week. And then as you come back from the holidays, you head back to Northwestern and take on the 6th-ranked team currently in the country in William Penn. You come out of January 2nd, Dort rolls into the Lynn Farrell Arena. So I think January 3rd, we're going to know a lot more about your team.
Yeah, we've already kind of looked at that. You know, our next five game stretch is, you know, three of the five are nationally ranked. One of them's an NCAA Division II, and the other one's an NAI Division I. So it's not exactly a cakewalk here through the holidays. But, you know, I've always been a firm believer, and our conference is tough enough, you know, but I guess you don't get better playing weaker competition. So I've always tried to schedule as tough of opponents as we could in our non-conference schedule, especially probably the last 5 or 6 years. We haven't had any cupcakes really on the schedule. So it's going to be tough, but I think, you know, a lot of those games are on the road too. So we'll know a heck of a lot more about our toughness and, you know, what our perception of ourselves is as we get through the holidays here, because it's going to be very difficult. So, you know, that we just got to, you know, as the cliche goes, take them one at a time here and do the best we can. And I feel confident about how our kids are playing at this point. But, you know, as well as I do, you know, a couple missed shots and you get on the bad side of a couple of these games, and sometimes things can turn south. So it'll be more of a test of our mental toughness than it will anything physical, I think.
Coach, Saturday, Northwestern, you have them. What is Northwestern going to try to do to you guys?
Well, you know, they're probably year in and year out the best offensive team in the league. And just looking at them statistically this year, they've really done a much better job on the defensive end. They're holding their opponent to about 39%. Total field goal percentage, and they're out rebounding their opponents by about 12 right now, maybe a little bit over that. So, you know, the two areas that maybe they have not been known for are the two areas where they're the strongest, and they're still averaging about 86 points a game. So it's not like we're going to go, or about 81 points a game, excuse me. It's not like we're going to go up there and just be able to, you know, concentrate on one facet of the game. We're going to have to have about as solid of a game plan going in as we have all year, because probably up to this point they're going to be the best team that we've seen. So they're big, got long guards, which really make it tough because they switch everything defensively, which allows them to be a little bit more aggressive. And then, you know, they've got, it's almost like they're about 6'5 across the board from the point to the post. So it makes things very difficult, and shots that you could maybe get off against certain teams, you just can't get off against Northwestern because their length really alters things and really bothers you. So you got to stay very aggressive on the offensive end. Defensively, you've just got to be very physical, because as well as they rebound it, you're going to have to get hit, you know, consistently, and you're going to have to make hits. And we've tried to get our kids to understand that, you know, you're either the hammer or the nail, and if you don't step out and try to put a body on a body, you're going to end up under the hoop, and you're probably going to end up giving up offensive rebounds, which is something that's not going to translate very well into any kind of success. So if we can get, you know, some of those things corrected and continue to get better, and you know, we're playing well and we've done some good things, but we can't read our own press clippings right now because we're a long way from the end. So if we let our guard down, we could be in a lot of trouble.
Lance, I'll let you out of here with this one. Lance Creech from Hastings College men's basketball program joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You've always got a lot of local talent there, but this time let's talk a little bit about the start my man Carson Bloom out of Minden has had. It sounds from everything I'm hearing that he's done pretty good for a true freshman.
He's done exceptional. You know, I mean, I knew he was good when we got him. I probably thought he was going to be a year away. But you never know how kids are going to translate into the college game, because, you know, you just don't know how soon they can make adjustments and they can pick up on the speed and the tempo. And the biggest thing with Carson is he's a lot tougher. I knew he was a pretty good competitor, but he's a lot tougher maybe than I had even expected when we first got him. He's very intellectual. He understands the game. You know, sometimes he's not the smoothest criminal out there, but I tell you what, you look at the end result with Carson. That's all you need to do, because it's not always the prettiest approach, but you look at the end result, and he, 9 times out of 10, is going to give you a pretty darn good result.
All right, Lance, best of luck going into this weekend. We'll see you in Kearney next week, and, hey, have a happy holiday. Merry Christmas.
You too, guys. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Take care. 11-2, getting ready to go to 9th-ranked Northwestern of Iowa this Saturday, and you can hear the men's and women's doubleheader on 12:30. KHAS. Coming up, we're going to switch our attention to football. Georgia Bulldog football, Chip Towers. He is with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He joins us next on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Damon Day. We will be right back.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. We're all familiar with the frustrations of bounce backs when emailing a file that's too big or trying to send confidential files securely. Good luck with that. Or needing a document while you're out of the office. Here's an answer. ShareFile by Citrix. An answer for all three. The best way to send, share, and receive a file of almost any size because it was designed for business. With ShareFile, every file stays under your control. So first of all, you know it's secure. And then you can manage who has access and for how long. And you can see when files are opened and by whom. It allows you to access files from any computer or even better, mobile device. You gotta love ShareFile. No more bounce backs. More security. Try it today. I've got a special offer for a month, a full 30-day free trial. But you gotta go to ShareFile.com, click on the radio mic, enter my name, Colin, ShareFile.com, and type in my name. What's that? Colin, C-O-L-I-N, ShareFile.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 43 with a west wind around 10 to 15. For tonight, we can expect clear skies with winds out of the southwest with a low of 17. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 32.
More of the Doug and Daddy Show coming up in just a minute, but Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth means Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Andy's in with us with a happy holiday message for all. What's up, man?
Nothing much. How you doing, Doug?
Well, we're keeping busy. A very fun time for sports. We got bowl games coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, we've got hockey, we've got PBR, and we've got great deals on some 2013s.
Yeah, it's a pretty eventful weekend. We got the Midway PBR coming up this Saturday out at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. And then you also have out at the Tri-City Storm, we have Midway Night out there. It's going to be a huge extravaganza. But then, yeah, we've put a lot of focus, a lot of emphasis right now because in years past, what has predominantly happened is you know, save big on the leftover 2012 Silverados. Well, this year's kind of like, it's kind of unlike any other year. And here's the reason why. They're going to completely redesign the Chevrolet Silverado for 2014. And they're actually going to be dropping the 2014s in April and May. So what that means is you have only half of a cycle for 2013s. Now, what's that mean for the consumers? I'll tell you what it means. There's only $1,000 difference right now in rebates between a 2012 and 2013. Right now, we have a ton of 2013 Chevrolet Silverados sitting on our lot, ready to go away. And the great part is for you as a consumer is, listen to this. If you're the type of person that likes to trade every 2 to 3 years, why would you go buy a leftover 2012 Silverado when you can only get a $1,000 better deal? if you think about it, Edmunds actually says between a 2009 to 2010, there's about $3,285 difference in value of trade. So by paying an extra $1,000 or literally just getting the same type of deal on a 2013 compared to 2012, you're actually going to be saving thousands and thousands of dollars over that whole time that you own the vehicle. And that's what you really have to go ahead and think about. Look at it this way, folks. If you can't go ahead and save $3,500 on a 2012, it's probably not worth your time.
And at Midway, they not only get you in a brand new vehicle, they make you money. You're saving money. You're just trying to help people out. You've got the best deals around.
Well, it is. You know, and it's something where you really kind of have to sit down and take a look at the whole big picture on things. You know, for example, also 2012 Equinoxes, there's no rebates. 2013s. Folks, here's the deal. So if you can go ahead and buy a 2013 for the same price as a 2012, same situation on Chevrolet Cruzes, Chevrolet Tahoes, Chevrolet Suburbans, you really have to give, you know, people say, well, I need a great deal. You better get a great deal if you're going to buy a year-old vehicle that's new. You need to probably take a look at the 2013s, and I'll tell you what, the selection has never been better at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. We have all the vehicles ready to go with the hassle-free price. The nice part is, too, is I challenge you to go ahead and look on thinkmidway.com, compare our prices that we have published right online to everybody else out there. And here's the reason why. I know that price isn't the most important thing out there. A lot of it, there's a lot of other variables. But isn't it nice to know what the price is going to be, the bottom line, before you ever walk into the store? That way you don't have to play that game where, hey, what's your guys' best deal on this? I'll tell you what, if you drive it, come inside, we put it on paper. You talk to my manager, let me get that paper, I bring it back, put it in front of you, I'll let you know. Folks, it doesn't need to be that hard. You can go to thinkmidway.com or come down and visit us in person. And you know what? We're going to go ahead and get you that hassle-free, rock-bottom price 100% out the gate. And just remember, why pay too much for a brand new 2012 that's left over when you can get a 2013 for about the same money?
And folks, just to let you know, they're going to be open even extra time for you in the month of December. Going to open the doors a couple of Sundays on the 16th and the 30th at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac.
Yeah, and that's a big thing. We understand that right now there's a lot of people that are going a lot of different directions. I mean, Doug and I were just talking about that off the air. You know, you start talking in, you know, family and holidays and end of business. And for a lot of guys, you know, the end of your tax year is coming up. And we understand that this is an important month to everybody out there. And, you know, what I asked for Christmas, I can't get. I asked for 28 hours in a day, and nobody can produce that. So the nice part is we're going to open up on the 16th and on the 30th, those Sundays, and we're going to be open from probably around noon to 5. And then on Christmas Eve, we're actually going to be open during that morning. We can go ahead and accommodate to all your needs, all your wants. You just got to go ahead and get down there, visit us online, or you can call in and you can talk to any one of the great team members there.
Folks, stop by and see them today. South 2nd Avenue, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show rolling along on this Tuesday. Again, we're going to be giving away tickets to the PBR Saturday night at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So stay with us the rest of the week for that opportunity to be a winner. But right now, we have put it off long enough. We are going to go to the source from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution to find out more about Georgia football, because, folks, Georgia's having their big pre-Capital One Bowl press conference tomorrow, so you're going to start seeing a whole lot more and finding out about Georgia football. And Chip Towers has covered the Bulldogs for a number of years. And, Chip, thanks for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We're really looking forward to our chat. How's things going?
Oh, I'm glad to do it. I'm happy to hear from Nebraska, you know, eager to see you know, what this matchup's going to look like. And, you know, it's one of those great, regional matchups, teams from different regions coming together and with storied histories, certainly both programs. So looking forward to finding out more about the Cornhuskers and seeing how this Cap One Bowl is going to look.
National perspective, Chip, and even in Nebraska, there was, on that Sunday when the announcement came out, I never heard anybody jump up and down and go, woohoo, we're playing Georgia. I mean, they're coming off a 70-31 whooping and taking on an SEC team that nobody even thought was really a possibility. Are you shocked that Georgia's playing Nebraska?
Well, you know, I was like a lot of people, you know, I'm on Twitter. You can follow me on @AJCUGA and immediately I started seeing some tweets from Nebraska fans when the announcement was made, and so I ended up following those, you know, into a chat room, and it was pretty amazing because, you know, I mean, I'm not a young guy, I'll put it that way. And, you know, when I think of Nebraska, you know, I think of Tom Osborne, I think of just all the fantastic, powerful teams they've had over the years, and it was just interesting to hear what everybody said. But, you know, the truth is what it is. I mean, Georgia is a BCS caliber team. I mean, in the old days of the bowl games, there's no way they would have missed out on a major bowl in this particular year. But the system as it is, you know, Georgia was on the outside looking in, and it was pretty much clear that was what was going to happen going into the SEC championship game, that the loser between Alabama and Georgia, who were ranked 2 and 3 at the time, was going to end up being frozen out of the BCS bowl picture. Florida, a team that Georgia beat head-to-head and actually really beat pretty handily despite the 17-9 score, they really dominated that game, is the one who gets to go to the Sugar Bowl, and Georgia gets the Cap One Bowl. But that's, I tell you what, that doesn't mean anything about how the game's going to come out. I've found that bowl games traditionally, I mean, they're so hard to predict because you don't know where teams' heads are at. I don't know whether the Bulldogs are going to be disappointed to not be in Miami, which was their goal, or if they'll be fired up to, win 12 games and beat a Nebraska team. So we'll find that out later.
Yeah, Chip, I guess how are you feeling? What do you think about this? Both teams are coming off disappointing losses. Nebraska wanted to earn their way into the Rose Bowl. Obviously, Georgia's goal was a little bit bigger, and that's playing for the national championship. The feeling up here seems to be that when this all melts down, they're both going to be disappointed, and the better talent's going to win. And I don't know anybody that says that Nebraska has overall better talent. Will Georgia be fired up by the time this game comes around? I don't even know if fired up. Will they just be good enough to play?
Well, it's a very talented team. I mean, I've covered Georgia for a long time, off and on over a 25-year period, and it's one of the better Georgia teams that I've seen in that time. Certainly one of the best under Mark Richt, and he's had, this would be his third or fourth team, I would say, is a quote-unquote national championship contender. Now, they haven't made it yet. They've just been unlucky when it comes to the BCS formula and everything. They haven't gotten the breaks when they had the really good teams. And this is one of the better teams I've seen. And it's really easy. I mean, you have a lot of recognizable names when you bounce around, you know, between the freshman tailbacks they have, Todd Gurley and Keith Marshall. Quarterback Aaron Murray, I think, is way underrated, certainly in these parts, just because I think of what he's done has gotten to be expected, maybe. Very good wide receiver quarterback. Guys like Jarvis Jones, Alec Ogletree, John Jenkins, Bakari Rambo on defense, All-American caliber players who are going to be very well represented in the upcoming NFL draft. I don't know that much about the Cornhuskers yet. I mean, I know Taylor Martinez and Amir Abdullah. I know about the rushing, attack and what they've been doing. But most everybody knows about the Wisconsin score. That just jumps out at you. And I remember earlier in the year, I think maybe it was Ohio State, they got beat pretty good. So certainly there seems to be some vulnerability there. But Georgia's got some vulnerability to the rush as well. So I'm sure Nebraska is studying that film and finding some ways to exploit Georgia as well.
Chip Towers, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You can keep up to date and learn a lot more about this Georgia team on their Georgia blog at AJC.com, which is Atlanta Journal-Constitution, AJC.com, to catch up and keep up to date with what's going on with the Georgia ball club. It seems pretty simple for Nebraska fans. When they play a team that will spread you out, that has a spread offense and a mobile quarterback, Nebraska has trouble. When you play a pro-style offense or a quarterback that's not so mobile, they seem to have a lot more success. So tell us about the Georgia offense. Tell us about Aaron Murray and what he likes to do.
Well, you know, probably the most notable thing about Georgia's offense is its versatility. They are a base pro-style offense, I formation, with two wide receivers and a tight end. That's their base package, but they're extremely versatile, and quite often this year have gone to four and five wides. Aaron Murray's not what you would call a mobile quarterback, but he is He can run a little bit. He's pretty decent at evading the rush. Georgia just prefers to be a drop back pro style offense when it's throwing the game. Georgia throws the ball deep and with great accuracy. They hit you hard and hit you deep with their passing game. And then, of course, the big question mark coming into the season was what Georgia was going to look like running the football, because they lost their leading rusher from last year, a guy named Isaiah Crowell, SEC Freshman of the Year, at 850 yards rushing despite missing four games with injuries. He got arrested over the summer on a felony weapons charge and was dismissed from the team. So Georgia came to the season, you know, you had no idea what they're going to do. In step Todd Gurley and Keith Marshall. Todd Gurley, an unbelievable player, says he's listed 6'1", 218. He's probably 230. And Keith Marshall is just about as big, but track star speed. Those guys have come through in a big way. So they can get you coming and going with the run and pass, and their effectiveness on play action is incredible. Anybody who saw the Georgia-Alabama game knows Alabama had the number one ranked defense in the country, and Georgia rolled up a pretty good number on those guys. So very versatile offense. They can kind of take what the defense has given them, especially with Aaron Murray at the controls.
Defensively, everybody has heard about Jarvis Jones if they want anything to do with football, and he is just a man-child back there. What about this Georgia defense and how they have been able to stop the run game so far this season of their SEC opponents?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been the strange thing about it. This is a great defense. It's been a weird year, though. I mean, they had, almost 10 starters coming back, 10 guys who had started games back from a defense that finished fifth in the nation in total defense the year before. But it was weird. They had four starters suspended for the first four games of the year, some of them two, the others four. And that kind of seemed to throw them off, and they were kind of slow getting out of the box. And they really struggled against the run all year. I mean, if you look at national stats, they're giving up 177 yards a game. I think that's maybe 75th to 80th in the country. I mean, they've been vulnerable to the rush. Alabama, 350 yards rushing, and it was no-nonsense rushing. It was pretty much a tailback dive, over the tackle spots. So they've struggled against the run, and that's certainly their vulnerability, but they're big playmakers. You know, they cause a lot of fumbles. One of the top teams in the country at takeaways. They get interceptions. They create fumbles. And then, of course, Jarvis Jones is going to leave the SEC, as one of the greatest sack men of all time. They call him Sack Man Jones, number 29, Jarvis Jones. So he's a fun guy to watch. Great player. And Alec Ogletree, I think, is probably their best player on defense. Number 9, plays middle linebacker. They call it the Mo linebacker. That guy is sideline to sideline and probably going to go pro after this his junior season.
Chip Towers with us for just another minute here from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Chip, what is, from the national perspective right now, everybody thinks the SEC obviously is the best conference, although my cohort Damon Day has something to say about the bottom half of the conference. But what's the SEC view of the Big Ten, of their opponent, no matter whether it would be Nebraska or a Wisconsin or a Penn State? Are you guys still looking like you're the big man on top of the mountain right now?
Well, if you could, it depends on what perspective. If you're listening to fans, I mean, they're always thinking that, Georgia's going to, the SEC teams are going to dominate the Big Ten teams. And that's been, I think, the good thing about this, the bowl alliance, as it were, that they have between the SEC and the Big Ten and the Outback and Capital One bowls. I think it's been terrific to match that. And, last year, Georgia was walking pretty tall and talking pretty big going into the game with Michigan State, and then Kirk Cousins takes him down the field at the end of the game and sends it into overtime. Georgia loses that game in overtime last year to a Big Ten team. So, but the general fan perception, and certainly based on the results of the Wisconsin game, is that, this is a game that is going to be, dominated from the SEC side. Those of us have covered it for a long time. I mean, really, bowl games, when they're not for all the marbles, I think it a lot of times it depends on the team that's most motivated, most happy to be there, and most enthralled in the game. And I, you know, quite frankly, if I'm a Georgia fan, I'd be a little concerned about this. You got a lot of players considering turning pro, a lot of makeover on the defensive side of the ball. This could be a distracted team that wanders in here and may be prime for the taking.
Jones, he's going to be gone?
Oh, yeah, Jarvis Jones is definitely going to go. He forget Mel Kiper had him at number one. I think Todd McShay had him projected number one, too. Certainly the first two or three picks, and, you know, Alec Ogletree, their middle linebacker, projected as a first rounder, and actually they have a junior nose guard, a 360-pound nose guard, and Kwame Gathers comes from a family of NFL players. He may be jumping as well. So, you know, Aaron Murray, the quarterback, is actually given the NFL some consideration. He's a redshirt junior, but he's already well on his way to a graduate degree in industrial psychology. This dude is a great cerebral quarterback, and, you know, he may actually make the jump just out of, you know, ready to do the next thing, already kind of finished with the college deal. So a lot of big decisions on the minds of the Bulldogs heading into this game.
Well, this looks like an outstanding football team and obviously probably a play away from being in the national championship. Chip, just a personal question that I want to throw out here. We've discussed this a little bit as the SEC wound down their season. You've covered this team and this conference enough. Do you like that most of these SEC teams end their season with two, maybe three non-conference games like you guys did with Southern and Tech?
No. I mean, there's been some discussion for some time now. Georgia has traditionally played Georgia Tech on the their traditional arch rival on Thanksgiving weekend. I think that needs to be moved to the beginning of the season. And the Georgia Southern was kind of a fluke that it landed there this year because of the movement in the SEC expansion schedule. But it actually worked out real good because Georgia Southern is a triple option team, and so is Georgia Tech, and probably helped Georgia ultimately. But no, I agree with you. I think those non-conference games, and you know, I think South Carolina and Clemson ought to be at the beginning of the season. I think Georgia and Georgia Tech ought to be at the beginning of the season. I think it would give teams something to look forward to over the summer, and then you kind of get that out of the way and get to concentrating on your conference season after that. I agree 100% with that.
Well, great info, and folks, you can find out more throughout the rest of this season up to the bowl game on New Year's Day on their blog at ajc.com, the University of Georgia blog. Chip does a great job there, some great articles already, and you can learn more about this Georgia Bulldog football club as they get ready to take on Nebraska. Chip, it was a pleasure catching up with you. Hopefully we can do it again. Enjoy the football game.
Yeah, let's talk again when it gets closer to game time.
Sounds great. Thank you, Chip. Chip Towers, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Just kind of wanted that overview, and I already don't like it.
Yeah, he, as everybody can tell, I don't interview national media.
You were scared.
But every time I had a question, he just kept it, just answered it right when I was thinking. You know, I was point blank going to ask him, does Georgia even want to be here? And I think that's the biggest question in this whole thing. I don't think Nebraska wants to be out on the West Coast. Georgia wants to be down in South Beach. I don't think either of these teams want to play. So now it's going to turn out to, like you said, athletes. And if it comes down to just an athlete versus athlete, let's just go, we're going to have some issues.
Well, Nebraska needs – I know that Bo's got to sell the story of we need to win a bowl game again now after the embarrassment of what happened a couple of years ago with Washington and then playing good for a half and then falling to South Carolina.
When was our last – but when was the Huskers? 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years. And for Georgia, they lost to – they lost to Central Florida 2 years ago. So I got to be thinking these seniors, the coach Rick's going to go, guys, you remember how that wasn't any fun? 10-6, a Liberty Bowl. Let's not have that happen again.
Well, I know that Rick, and coming into this year, Mark Richt was completely on the hot seat as far as coaching vacancies. I remember watching a summer football show talking about how if Rick didn't do something this year, he was gone. But kind of as we've mentioned, I don't understand this whole coaching carousel because there's not enough good ones out there right now. I mean, why would you fire some? I mean, it's a ridiculous thing with him, but you look back, he's only had two losing seasons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he's going to be on the hot seat?
That's not allowed. You can't have losing seasons. Imagine if Nebraska had a losing season. That'd be it. It's over. Bo's first 2 years beat Clemson in the Gator Bowl 26-21 and then beat Arizona with one of the best performances ever in the Holiday Bowl 33-0 and then when they got matched again with Washington 2 years ago, which was just a fiasco, they lost to Washington and then last year lost to South Carolina. So Bo's 2-2, but I think Chip's exactly right. That was my thoughts. Do these big time players want to play, or are they already focused on, I'm not even going to class and I'm working out for the NFL, and that's what's going on? Unfortunately, I think that has to be what happens for Nebraska to win this football game, because man on man, George is better. That doesn't mean that they're 35 points better, but Nebraska's going to have to play one of their best games, and that's going to be tough to do when it doesn't mean anything. In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't mean anything. You can talk about bringing in recruits, getting momentum going into next spring, and all that fluff stuff, but really, what's it mean?
But that's what is great about college athletics, is it means something to the kids. I mean, it may not mean
so. Well, yeah.
You know, I think it means a lot more to the athletes that to go out and win. And I think the one saving grace that Nebraska does have is how poorly Georgia played last year. You know, Georgia didn't really do a lot to beat Michigan State in last year's bowl game. And so I think that Coach Richt is having – I think some of these SEC schools have a hard time of playing because they – because like you said, the arrogance is there, that level of we can just show up and we're going to beat Nebraska because we're the SEC. There is a little bit of that. And so, you know, Michigan State was able to give it to them. Let's hope Nebraska can give it to them. Obviously, we can run the football, so we have a chance.
Way more fun. More fun. And if the plane tickets weren't $1,000 to get to Orlando, I think more people would go. Let's take a look at all of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK, home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. When we come back, our poll question and Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
And now, a list of the most frequently asked holiday questions.
What should I get them? What are they into? What do they want?
And now, the answer to all of those, the Western Union gift of money. It's the gift of possibility because it can be anything.
Dinner and a movie. Dinner and a ball game. Dinner and dessert.
You know, Golic, I think I'm sensing a theme with you here.
And you can send the gift of money for as little as $5 from an agent location around the corner or online. Your money will be available for pickup anywhere in the U.S.
Visit westernunion.com/possibilities to learn more. Western Union.
Moving money for better.
What's better than one unlimited gift from Sprint? Two. Buy one unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3, S2, or Victory phone and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Hurry into your local Sprint store or visit Sprint.com for details today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees per line. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
It's another exciting week of high school basketball action, and we've got you covered on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. All the action gets underway Tuesday night on 1230 KHAS when Adams Central hosts Sandy Creek. Girls at 6:15, the boys at 8. And on Classic Hits 98.9, it's a renewal of an old Lou Platte Conference rivalry as Kearney Catholic travels to Ravenna. Girls at 6, boys at 7:45. Kearney Catholic Ravenna on Classic Hits, Sandy Creek Adams Central on 1230 KHAS Tuesday.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 43 with a west wind around 10 to 15. For tonight, we can expect clear skies with winds out of the southwest with a low of 17. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 32.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with Damon Day. Indiana Hoosiers still number one in the men's basketball poll. But Duke is breathing down their neck. Very rarely do you see the number one team not have a dominant. They've got 44 first place votes, but Duke has 20.
I can honestly say that looking at the NCAA basketball bracket or rankings is pointless. And I think that's just because of the tournament. I think it doesn't even matter, you know. And even when you're seeded number one, that doesn't mean they're going to play close to you.
Yeah, it probably means less in basketball because
right.
you'll see the Gonzagas of the world be ranked 12th in the country and get an 8th seed,
yeah.
Which is what a team around 30th is supposed to get. Blah, 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 blah. Also, in poll news, UNK Volleyball, the final Division II poll came out last night, right where I figured they would be after Tampa played to five sets against Concordia St. Paul. So Concordia St. Paul, six-time defending national champ, number one, Tampa, number two, UNK, number three, at 35-3. This is the Lopers' second highest final ranking. They were number two when they finished as the national runner-up in 2005. How about this? The strength of the Central Region. Minnesota State ended up ranked 24th in the country, and they didn't even get into the NCAA tournament because they were in the Central Region. Minnesota Duluth, 5th. I mean, Concordia St. Paul, number 1. Minnesota Duluth, 5th. Southwest Minnesota State, 6th. Washburn, 7th. Central Missouri, 8th. Truman State, 16th. Wayne State, 18th. The 8th seed in that region. Again, come on, NCAA. You've got to do something. You've got to do something better. Well, our poll question of the day, how many rushing yards will Adrian Peterson finish it with this season? Who's their final three opponents? Final three opponents for Minnesota?
St. Louis, Chicago, and Green Bay.
And Chicago will be at Chicago. He needs 400 yards because he's right at 1,600 through 13 games. So he's going to need 400 in those three games, averaging about 133. That's right. And then you gave me that look, and I thought, huh? What do you think? He won't get there. He will get there, and he'll get there and break Eric Dickerson's record of 2105. So he needs about 170 per game to get there.
No.
Which one?
I don't think he gets Eric Dickerson's record.
Will he get to 2,000?
Yes.
So Damon Day says he will get to 2,000 yards. I'm going to say, I don't know why. My gut says he won't reach 2,000 yards. And he's on one of my fantasy teams here in the playoffs. So there you go. Maybe he can get 200 this week. That would be great against the Rams. I would love to. I like AP. Oklahoma Sooner. AP, I like him.
Is he the comeback player of the year in the NFL?
Yeah.
Over Manning?
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree.
If I had the vote,
I agree. If I had a vote, it would be Adrian Peterson, hands down.
It's
not even a debate.
It's not over yet. Let's see if Minnesota makes the playoffs. There's absolutely no doubt. And Peyton Manning, he's always great. I mean, I guess I just look at Peyton a little different. He got hurt, you could physically see that he got hurt. And Adrian Peterson is a running back that has survived. I don't know how either one of them have survived this year, but hey.
Adrian Peterson isn't even a year out from being injured.
Right.
And that's what's amazing to me as a comeback.
And
player.
I'm a Peyton Manning guy. Yeah. I like Peyton Manning.
I love Peyton Manning, too, but he sat out all of last year. I mean, they did the surgeries in July. So he's really on 18 months back type of thing.
I'll take AP. Our reaction to the Marquez knocking out Pacquiao fight, 62% said they were surprised, only 37% said they weren't surprised. You can always, folks, get in and vote on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com.
Is boxing dead?
Well, that helps it. And Pacquiao looked like he might have been when he got hit in that fight. That was brutal. I'm going to tell you what. I think this UFC is eventually... I don't know. At some points, there's a lot of boring fights in MMA, to me. Now, not always. So don't get crazy, MMA UFC fan. But in boxing, there's very rarely a boring fight. I mean, you do have to go out and do something to win. And I know you have to in UFC, too. But, I mean, you can set on a guy for 5 minutes, choke him out, and it's over. You actually see it happen in boxing. I mean, there's good roundhouse in UFC. I hope people understand what I'm trying to say there.
As a person that doesn't watch boxing or UFC, I remember watching Tyson as a kid.
Yeah.
And just watching the one round. I mean, I remember you never bought pay-per-view because it was only going to go 60 seconds. But, I just figured you would kind of I don't know nothing about boxing. There's nobody anymore that draws me. Ever since De La Hoya left.
Yeah. You're right.
It seems like everybody dodges everybody, and then, Pacquiao finally gets beat after the fourth time with this guy, and let's face it, Pacquiao's probably past his prime. So, those guys stay in it long enough, someone eventually comes by and gets him. So I was just kind of wondering what your take was.
Well, it's definitely way lower on the popular scale than it was when we were growing up. 888-455-ESPN. Let's do it, folks. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. We're giving away a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. It'll help you towards your holiday prime rib, your Christmas ham, turkey, all the great fixings that go along with it. As we said, the jar of baked beans that we're putting in Jeff's stocking. So call now, 888-455-ESPN. If you'd like to take a crack at us during Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-3776. That is the phone number. And let's go to the phone lines for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
There's little Lucky Todd.
Hey, Lucky Todd. How you doing today?
Very good.
Mark Richt, Georgia football. That's where we're at today. Mark Richt, Georgia Bulldogs. This is his 12th year at Georgia. How many SEC championships has he won?
Two.
You are the smartest man ever. I don't know. I had like five questions here ready, and that is actually the correct answer. I did not see that coming. 2002 and 2005, he's been in the championship game five times, and he's won it twice. Well, lucky is today.
Todd.
And he gets us through the show. Hey, hang on the line, and Jeff will get you set up. Congratulations. Merry Christmas.
Okay, thank you.
And that is going to wrap up our Doug and Daddy show for today. We're going to talk a little Loper men's basketball tomorrow with our Loper link. Jeff Schlender is going to join us with the Midway PBR coming in to the Buffalo County Fairgrounds this Saturday. Plus, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to that event Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on this program. And I've got stuff on the show all week long, and we'll find some more for you. We're going to get a Nebraska perspective and kind of see how things are going. We talked to Brian Munson yesterday on the recruiting trail as well. What do you got today? We got it through the whole show without saying Notre Dame.
Oh, because it's like 35 days away. I got finals. I got graded. I got to grade some finals and finish up some last minute class stuff. So busy day.
One of our late emails. Do you think wrestling is boring? I find those 5-hour meets excruciating. No, wrestling not boring.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a connoisseur of wrestling. I respect what those athletes do, but I do not know much about wrestling.
I like wrestling.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Were you at the Wood? I mean, just pick one. The finals. I mean, yeah, some of that early stuff might be, total mismatches, but finals, sometimes semifinals. Oh, it's good stuff.
When you get 1-2.
Oh, it's good stuff, people. That is man on man competition. And the best man wins as well. Maybe he's taking a shot at me for the UFC. But, I'm not saying I hate UFC. I was just trying to make a point, and I'm not sure I did it very well. But, hey, that's this show. Damon, have a great week. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Sounds outstanding. Doug and Daddy's show. We'll see you tomorrow here on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal.
Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.